going to go ahead and call us back into order. Going to go back to reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. During the recess, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met. I was absent. I left the building to attend the Tribal Cultural Advisors Committee meeting in support of a project. The committee is reporting Bill ONC 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC Section 5101 et sec, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with two yes votes from Good Fox and Stabler, one absent Pratt. ONCA 1932, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,423 out of the matching grant fund to meet the match requirement of the Indian Health Service Grant for the Pawnee Service Unit Multi-Tribal Individual Water and Sewer Project and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Joe Tillman. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with two yes votes from, Good Fox and Stabler, one absent Pratt. ONCR 1905, a resolution to authorize the Blue Stem Ranch LLC to change its name to the Osage Nation Ranch LLC upon filing the appropriate form with the Osage Nation Tax Commission. The sponsor is Joe Tillman. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with two yes votes from Good Fox and Stabler, one absent Pratt. ONCR 1907, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Section 3 of Article 7 to require candidates for principal chief to run for office with a candidate for a principal for assistant principal chief on a combined ticket. The sponsor is Alice Good Fox. Final committee action due pass as properly engrossed with two yes votes, Good Fox and Stabler, one Pratt, one absent Pratt. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Whitehorn, did you want to make that motion now?
Is it the next bill?
Yes. Well, we have, you can do it now or wait till we move to third reading.
Go ahead and move to third reading. I'm trying to get some information.
Okay. Okay, we're going to move now to bills and resolutions on third reading. First bill is bill number ONCA 1861, an act to amend and restate 15 ONC section 5-101 et sec, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to suspend the rules and request ONCA 1861 held and placed on next legislative day's agenda for vote.
Second.
A motion to hold bill number ONCA 1861 to the following legislative day's agenda. It was seconded by Congressman Big Horse. There's no discussion. This is a rule suspension. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1861 will be on the following legislative day's agenda. Next is bill number ONCA 1932, an act to authorize and appropriate $9,423 out of the matching grant fund to meet the match requirement of the Indian Health Service Grant for the Pawnee Service Unit Multi-Tribal Individual Water and Sewer Project and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Okay, seeing none, Congressman Tillman.
Waive my time.
Okay. Sponsor waives his time. The question is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date passing, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Say no. Okay, the alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1932 is referred to enrollment. Next is resolution number ONCR 1905, a resolution to authorize the Blue Stem Ranch LLC to change its name to the Osage Nation Ranch LLC upon filing the appropriate form with the Osage Nation Tax Commission. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman, how would you like to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay, the sponsor wishes to close. Are there any members who wish to speak for or against this bill? Okay, seeing none. Congressman Tillman?
Wait my time.
Okay. Question is, shall the resolution pass?
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. Next is resolution number ONCR 1907, a resolution to provide for an election to amend Section 3 of Article 7 to require candidates for principal chief to run for office with the candidate for assistant principal chief on a combined ticket. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Goodfox, you have 8 minutes. How would you like to proceed?
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. This is a resolution to provide for an election to amend Section 3 of Article 7 to require candidates for principal chief to run for office with a candidate for assistant principal chief on a combined ticket. The Osage voters, this will, if passed, will be placed on a ballot question for the Osage voters for the 2020 election. And if it passes, then we will see chief and assistant chief candidates running in the 2022 elections on a ticket. So I would urge you to vote yes and let the Osage voters tell us how they wish to proceed with our elections in terms of ticket. Thank you.
Are there any other members who wish to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman, you have remaining time.
Waive my time.
Okay, this is a constitutional amendment, requires 10 votes. So the question is, shall the resolution pass?
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Speaker Walker.
Yes. The resolution passes and is referred to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Commerce Committee meets at 1 this afternoon.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman.
Lunch will be served in the dining area.
Appreciate that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday by Congresswoman Whitehorn. It was seconded by Congresswoman Pratt. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we are adjourned until 10 a.m. on Monday.